USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. immigration system is fundamentally broken. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who's on the hot seat during a Senate hearing. Senator Ted Cruz and Mayorkas having this exchange.
In the past year, has Joe Biden been down to see firsthand the Biden cages?
Senator, I will again...
Has Joe Biden been down to see this facility? Yes or no?
The president has not been down to...
Okay, no. Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse case begin their deliberations. Wisconsin has 500 National Guard troops standing by in case the verdict sparks riots. This is USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
President Biden is kicking off his national campaign in New Hampshire to promote the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill he signed into law Monday. The president noting the significance of rebuilding a bridge in the event it collapses and the impact it could have on the local community.
What does it mean if a school bus or water treatment trucks or logging trucks can't cross? It means jobs. It means time. It means energy.
Pfizer is seeking emergency use authorization from the FDA for its pill designed to fight COVID-19. The pharmaceutical giant saying clinical trial data was given to regulators. Pfizer noting if it's authorized, the pill could be prescribed for high-risk folks to take home when the first signs of COVID appear. This comes after Pfizer announced an agreement that will allow a generic version of the pill to be given to nearly 100 countries around the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Republicans in Washington are continuing to come out against President Biden's social spending bill.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden Monday is being attached by Democrats to another $4 trillion in additional spending through President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better legislation. Republican Congressman Representative Dan Muser from Pennsylvania on Newsmax Monday.
You know, last year we spent $5.6 trillion for recovery and relief and for a vaccine. This year, if the Democrats have their way, they're going to spend more than that. This year alone, $6 trillion, maybe even $7 trillion. Look, I helped actually design the TNI bill, the infrastructure bill. It was far from perfect, but it was okay. But when something's attached to an additional, completely dependent, attached to a $4 trillion additional spend, that made it completely unacceptable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Wyoming Republican Party voted over the weekend to cease recognizing Congressman Liz Cheney as a member of the Republican Party. Cheney has been a constant critic of former President Donald Trump, ticking off some conservatives. Cheyenne attorney Harriet Hageman, whom Trump endorsed, is running to unseat Cheney in 2022. Hageman calling the vote fitting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.